going to get rid of this lottery program as soon as possible.
Meeting with his cabinet, President Trump called the New York attacker an animal and urged Congress to end the visa lottery program the suspect used to enter the U.S. in 2010.
Diversity lottery sounds nice. It's not nice. It's not good. We want a merit-based program.
The diversity program was created in 1990 to increase immigration from countries underrepresented in legal entries. At the time, largely those from Europe and the Middle East. Applicants enter a lottery for up to 50,000 visas. They must complete the same background checks as other immigration programs. On Twitter, the president referred to the diversity lottery as a Chuck Schumer beauty. The Senate minority leader did support the program when it was signed into law by George Herbert Walker Bush. But in 2013, Schumer was part of a group of senators that unsuccessfully tried to scrap it.
Look, the president ought to stop tweeting and start leading. The American people long for leadership, not divisiveness, not finger-pointing, not name-calling.
Tennessee Republican Bob Corker agreed.
Again, I don't know that's the way you bring out the best in our country, but everybody has their ways, I guess.
The president also lashed out at prosecutions against terror suspects and said he would consider sending Saifullo Saipov to the military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
And we need strong justice, much quicker and much stronger than we have right now. Because what we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughing stock.
I want to thank the terrorism prosecutors and investigators in my office.
Just hours later, Saipov was charged in federal court, acting U.S. Attorney June Kim.
The folks in that unit, working with the FBI, the NYPD, the JTTF, have a long and unblemished track record of successfully investigating and prosecuting domestic and international terrorists.
With Saipov charged in federal court, moving him to Guantanamo appears off the table. By way of explanation, the White House said the president was merely venting his frustration and will not be proposing new ways to prosecute terrorism cases. Jeff?